So I'm going to record, call the monthly meeting of WPCA to order at 6:30, and we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which it stands,
one nation
under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice
for all.
Okay, for the roll call, let's just say that all members of the committee are here except for Rose. Public portion, I don't see anyone from the public, so we'll leave that open. So we're going right to you, Rob.
Okay.
By the way, you have the wrong date on here.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, I saw that.
We all do that.
Yep. So. I take from the last one and just update
it. Yeah, we all do.
Well, it's definitely April. We'll jump right to the facilities plan. We met with Deep on Monday, and we will give them the updated facilities plan by the date of June 30 this year. Now that we have direction from whether privatization or regionalization, we have direction on which way we're going, so we can finalize the facilities plan and move forward. Jack, did you want to talk about that later in the meeting?
Talk about that later. Let's just get through the regular stuff.
Yep. The other part is Route 34 is still going. They were at Bridge Street the last we checked. And they have there's some other gravity sewer piping near from Minerva. So that's moving along. The II removal project phase 5. We opened bids on the 31st, and we had 4 bids. There was a cluster of 3 bids that all came in right around the same price, $153, $154, $158. That was a good clustering with Kenyon going out there at $244, where honestly, that's where I thought the bids were going to come in. I thought pricing was going to be up there. So it was good that the pricing came in where it was. The low bidder was National Water Main, who did phase 4. So it was 1,500 feet of lining for $153,000. That's definitely a fair price. And I think there's candidates to add to this later. I know we have a budget of $270,000. So just like we did at phase 3 and phase 4, there's other, we can by change order if they hold their unit price, which they would, like they did last time. I would recommend that the board authorize National Water Main Cleaning Company for the amount shown, $153,765, to issue a notice of award and start down that path.
Can I have a motion from someone?
To make a motion for to award the bid for phase 5 National Water Main Cleaning from Canton, Massachusetts for the amount of $153,765.
Do I have a second, Bob?
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? We're set on that. Okay.
And the last thing we have a meeting set later this month with Ed and his team on the GIS. We'll go over all the forms, revised dashboard mapping, and training. So that's
okay.
That'll happen toward the end of this month. There's a date scheduled. It's on our calendars. So that's what I had.
Okay, I just want to go back again. Our meeting with Deep, I thought it went very well. But they also made clear that, there is state law that even if we can't pass a referendum at some point for the additional funds that we'll need, that the state can just invoke whatever the law says, and the city would still have to go out and borrow the money. But you know, hopefully it doesn't come down to that kind of thing. And meeting, we talked about, you know, all the different funds that we would go after, loans and grants and whatnot. And Rob, did you get the follow-up from her? She was going to send that information?
No, she didn't send us anything. I'll reach out to her tomorrow to follow up on that.
Okay. And Ed, your guy was going to send us the information about, you know, the other grants that he was looking at. I contacted Walt about the grant writer for the city because, you know, we're going to need some help on that. And the city won't pay for that. We'll have to pay for that out of our own funds. So we've got a lot of work to do in, you know, the next couple of months to get all that in order and seek every kind of funding we can find because we're going to need it. We're going to need it. So any other questions for Rob? Okay. Oh, I forgot. There is the bids. We already had that. So, all right, let's move on. The minutes from the March 15th meeting. What's your pleasure?
Move to accept.
Okay. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Aye. Sorry.
Okay, well, those are accepted. All right, we'll move on here. Turn the screen off. All right, next item is approval of bills. So let's go through these because they're all in your packet. The first one you see here is, I'm going to do all four of these at the same time, but I'll just go run through it. The first is the 15 checks for $34,102.30. The second one is $32,880.95, and there are 14 checks in that batch. The third one is $15,370.88, and you see the six in that. And the last one is for $33,289.12. And again, all those are in your packet. It's your pleasure.
Got a question on the first one, AJ.
Okay.
There's a couple there, 7,000 for, I don't recognize the name, maybe Marino. Well, that's our lawyer, I guess.
Those Marino. Are the attorneys, yep. Those are the attorneys. And that's for our work. That's for our work, not the... not the referendum. Correct, Marcy?
Yes.
Were you doing something with attorneys that says part of the collection or something?
Let me look. What's the total of that one?
7,000. 230.99.
Oh yeah, that was collection work. Yes, foreclosures and stuff like that.
Okay. And the one above it is 3,000 from Kinsley. Who's Kinsley?
It's a generator.
Generator. Okay.
Any others, Bob?
Not on that one. No.
Well, I mean, any of these four.
Well, just the second one that's up there right now?
This is the second one that's up now, yeah.
That looks okay.
Okay.
What's the third one look like?
This is the third one.
Coin Chemical, I think those are the chemicals we use, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, it's yes. The court approves it already.
Yeah, we okayed that last month, I think.
Right.
Okay. What was Pepe doing? We must have been doing some extra work digging or something. Do you know?
That I don't, is
that
here? Was just the maintenance. That was Chestnut Drive and Iannotti. That was for, I believe there was two or three manholes that needed to be replaced.
Okay. I guess you approved them, really, then, Ed, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It's good by me.
All right, and the last one is the 33,289.
That one looks okay also. I don't see anything in there that...
Okay, so we had a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstained? Okay.
Do we actually have a motion, Jack?
Yeah, I thought we had a motion and then you asked a question, right?
I don't know. I think I jumped the gun, maybe.
I didn't hear the motion.
You didn't hear it?
I did not.
Okay.
No, so we'll I don't think back. You did.
Okay. You want to make the
just motion? So we get it squared.
You want to make the motion again to pay all four?
I'll make a motion. We pay all four invoices.
As presented.
As presented here.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay. All right. Next set of bills. Let me see what I've got here. This week. Yeah, okay, these are WPCA bills as well, okay? And there are three of them. They're all Weston and Sampson. First one is the 860. Second one is 5600. That's for the Phase 5 project. And the last one is 840, and that's for the GIS that we just talked about. And again, these are all out of our budget.
Make a motion to pay Weston and Sampson the three invoices presented.
Okay. Kel, you want to second that? Okay. I think I heard him say yes. Okay.
Sure.
All those, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? All right. Then we had one other. Let's see. That's the bottom. I'm going to come back. One other invoice over 5,000 HOMA.
That was for a rebuild, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Motion to pay.
All right. Bob, you want to make the second?
I can set a question, Jack. I saw HOMA on one of the first bills we paid, like 7,000, I thought it was. No? Is this the second? Pump or something?
I'm not sure if this is the second or the third one, but that would be, it was on the previous bill selection.
Those are the ones we had gifted to us, right? From Stratford?
Yes, sir.
To get repaired.
Just our third one out to be repaired.
This is not a duplicate then, you're saying?
No, sir.
No.
Okay. I make a motion to pay.
Okay. Kelly was the second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay. All right. Next, we've got the... Let me make sure I've got them in the right order here. Okay. These are bond-related bills. Okay. And there's three. Two small ones and one big one. There's Weston and Sampson for 1967-22. The big one is this one from Blake Equipment, $62,250. And the third one is another bill from DeCarlo and Dow, but they're still under the $65,000, which we authorize up to $65,000.
Yeah.
These would require the infrastructure to approve as well.
Yeah, do you want to include the other Dow and Carlo, or who is it? Yeah, Carlo and Dow, there was one we got not in the packet.
Right.
Yeah, sorry, Marcia.
$1,320.
That's in the one we didn't have in the packet, Jack.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know what I did with that. Oops. And I'm trying to remember, Marcy, that was that the first one, or was this?
I sent this was the second one that I sent you.
Yeah.
Not
this,
in the past.
This one brought it to 59,000. So the other one, again, I don't have it up on the screen, but Marcia, you can give us the total for it.
Yeah, pardon?
Give us the total for the other bill, this 87.
Yes, $1,320.
Okay, so we need to authorize the Carl and Dolph for that amount for the work on Route 34. With pending approval by the Infrastructure Committee.
Motion to pay pending approval of the Infrastructure Committee.
Okay. Bob, you want to second that?
Second it.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Excuse me. I have one question, Jack, before the Blake equipment, just for my own knowledge, Ed, is that the third one or is that the second one that we purchased?
That is the second one that we purchased. We have not purchased a third one yet.
All right. And what did we say? That was for next fiscal year? Was that what the plan was? I'm just trying to get it in my head.
Yes, it was. We could move forward with buying a third one, although now that we are moving forward with a plant upgrade, I would hold off on buying the third one until the upgrade takes place, because we have these two that we still cannot install because of the issues of the integrity of the building structure.
That's right. That's why you're building the pad, right?
Yes, sir.
So you build that. Okay. All right. I'm sorry.
All right. So now we need a motion on these three: Wesson and Sampson, Carl and Dahl, and Blake Equipment.
Motion to pay.
Okay. Bob, you want to second that?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain. Okay. That's done. Give me a second. I got a lot of bills here. Okay. Next is the approval of the transfers, capital fees for March, $265,695.06.
I make a motion to transfer the $265,695.06.
Okay. Kyle, you want to second that?
Sure, second.
Okay. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay, I think we've got everything paid here.
Can I just add one last thing here?
Yeah.
We have we had a DEP loan way back, and I think we finished paying it in 2020. So Nancy, the finance director, got a call and something was sent over to her. And it looks like we missed one payment of $9,781. I did check it the best I could. I don't have the earliest payments in the computer, but it does look like we missed a payment. So I'd like to transfer money into the account that we paid it from. And I was hoping to use the take some money out of the Social Security line item. And I didn't write how much I wanted to transfer. Oh, for the whole amount, for $9,781. And that would leave us enough money in the Social Security line to finish the year.
You think it will?
Yeah. We have 20,000 in there, right?
Okay. Yeah.
21.
Yeah. Okay.
So if we take the 9,000 out of that line and move it to 6,200,390,0391, it's called DEP principal. We could pay this bill if you guys approve that.
Let me just ask a question again. We've got $20,000 left And what do you anticipate we'll be paying? What do we have, 2.5 months left?
Yeah, and I'm thinking no more than I'm thinking no more than $2,000.
Okay, my question becomes though, I see here we're only at 64.6% on the Social Security, and we should be at 79%. So this is underreported at this point in time.
Well, it's because remember I didn't have a part timer for a long time, and Serge's salary got paid out of the office wages, not so we didn't pay his Social Security.
Okay,
so that might be a little bit of the difference there.
Okay, all right. So Marcy gave us the numbers. Someone want to make that in a form of a motion?
Well, Jack, I'd say. Just question, sounds like it's like 3 years ago.
Yes.
We haven't gotten any statements saying we owed the bank $9,000.
Yep. I guess they must have finally did an audit or something, and they contacted Nancy, the deputy finance director, and they sent over the payment schedule. And you know, the first, the payments, they first started in 2001, but I could only track payments from 2003. I don't know where the payments, maybe our computer doesn't go back that far to 2001. I don't know, but I couldn't track the early parts. But I did notice a payment missing in like 2013, looks like one was missed. So,
well, they would have been yearly payments, so it should have been made every year. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's, Bob, not bank, it was with DEEP, right?
It was a DEP loan. Yes. Right.
So it's a motion to pay DEEP back.
Through US Bank or something.
But the one we actually owe the money to is DEEP, correct?
We sent the money to U.S. Bank, maybe they were handling the loans from DEEP.
Okay, what's your pleasure?
Motion to transfer.
Well, this is a motion to pay. Oh, and I'm sorry. No, you're correct. Transfer and pay.
Accounts and pay, yes, sir.
Okay. Bob, you want to second that?
I'll second it.
Yeah, not an easy one. All right, any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Aye, and that puts that one to rest.
Mm-hmm.
All right, finance. I hope you read it because there are some changes in the finance report this month. And the first one is actually a good one. You know, last month we talked about the, it's called STIF now, STIF, okay? You'll notice that there's a new line on your financial reports under the asset summary, okay? And it's right here and it's for $4 million, okay? And that's the money that the city is investing with the state of Connecticut. It's fully liquid. It can be changed overnight, okay? If you look farther down on the report, there's also another line item down here. And I'm assuming this is the first month's interest, which would not have been a full month, because the actual transfer took place in the middle of March. But we made $4,258.68 on that. So that's a major change. Remember, a couple of years ago we had the sweep account, but now we've got, it's called STIF, and it's with the state of Connecticut doing that. So we're not doing with a separate bank. We're doing with the state. So that's a major change for the good, I think. You know, I still have a question, Marcy. Somehow we got to printed this out, this account receivable from 2008 still showing 59,000. I don't know what we do with that. Do we have a breakdown of who owes us that?
I could give you a breakout of that, of that account, a detail of that account, and I could send it to you.
Yeah, because I think we need to know that, and determine where that shows up on, you know, how many years back do we go on the, we go down here. This is 2008. We don't go back to 2008. We only go back to 2015 here.
Yeah.
So the question is, you know, are those already leaned? They must be.
I'd have to look at the detail. I don't know off the top of my head.
Yeah, because I'm just uncomfortable. Something sitting there from 2008 for $60,000. So I think we need to do something.
We could ask Nancy too when she 1007.
Yeah, well, we're going to be meeting with her Friday, so that'll definitely be a question for her. So.
Yeah.
All right, so that's a major change there.
Jack, the first one, the $4 million, is that a payment the city's making for what they've been holding off paying for sewers?
I'll get to that in a minute. No, this is money that we have sitting there, okay? It's our money, okay? And rather than just having it sitting in an account and not getting any interest on it, they've invested it with the state of Connecticut, and it was four point something percent.
Right.
So, you know, this is actually a good thing. And it, Kelly, you would ask about the liquidity. It's fully liquid. Okay. You can take it out any day you want. It doesn't have to stay in. There are no requirements at all. So this is a pretty good deal for us. And the city is also investing some of its own money in this as well. It's not just us. So that was, you know, Nancy approached us and said, hey, I think you can get something out of this. So that's a positive. Okay.
The second question that I keep hearing talk about, Nancy as a new finance director we get?
Well, she's
deputy.
Yeah.
Oh, deputy. She's been there?
She's fairly new.
Yeah. Okay.
Then after Agata left, they brought in Nancy.
Okay.
All right, now I want to come to this one. Assets and lien other costs. And this is our revenue, $57,000. Didn't we give that to Power? That we would get immediate payment on that?
That's not. Those are entries that John makes through the audit.
So these are left over from last year?
I'll have to look.
Yeah. Because it says that, I mean, this is under revenue. So it's, you know, we had projected we were going to get this.
Yeah.
And there's nothing there. So that's a problem. By the same token, there's other revenue here of $16,351.54. Was that from Tower?
No, we didn't get any payments from Tower. Yeah.
Okay. So what would this be?
These are just interest and checking. I don't know why that 4,000 is there.
I thought one of these has got to be the stiff money. No.
No, I haven't recorded it. I don't think Nancy has. We haven't recorded any stiff money yet. I have to wait till I do my bank rec.
Okay.
Jack, isn't the 4,000 the interest on that $4 million?
That's what I was thinking it might be, but
is it the same number?
No,
it's not.
No,
it says it's savings, checking, income.
I think that's where it was recorded when we had the sweep account.
Yeah, when did we stop that? Has it been a year?
Oh, yeah, it's been a lot longer.
And more than a year, right?
And, you know, actually, I do think it's this one, Mars. I do think it's this one, because this was not a line item on the March report. It was added, this one, the 425868, it was added in April.
Oh, then maybe Nancy added it. Maybe yeah. She made a journal entry.
Yeah.
Could be. I don't.
You know, again, I'll have to get that.
I don't make any reason. I don't know.
Yeah. And then, again, same thing with the 16,000. We have to figure that out. Then there's down here. There's also capital fees, interest lien. And this
that's what we collect.
What?
It goes. That's when we collect fees and interest on capital fees. It goes in that account.
Right, but I'm saying we budgeted 32,000 and we already have 48,000.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we have such a good year?
Well, we got a lot of collections going on too. And also, well, we're going to talk about the capital fees later from the city, so I'll tell you then.
Yep. Okay. All right, let me keep going here. All right, you know, I want to talk about this encumbrance thing again.
It's a mess.
Yeah, I've got to tell you, it just doesn't work for me. It just throws everything else off. I can't tell when something is encumbered or when it's paid. It's just it's a horrible mess. It, you know, if the auditor wants to do it, I have no problem with that. But there has to be a guideline. You know, does something get encumbered the minute that you say you're going to buy it?
Well, this is what happens. I talk to John. John says we don't have to do that because we are like a business. We're not like our bookkeeping is not like the city's bookkeeping. It's different. And he says I'm the only one who really enters in these invoices. So the chances of us going over budget are very slim. He says we don't really have to do that. And I'll tell you right now, it's very confusing for me. It takes me a whole lot longer to do accounts payable because I have to go back and see if there's any money left on the PO. And so I have decided that I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to do the PO when we get the invoice and then pay the invoice from the PO that I do it. It's too confusing for me. We have too many invoices. It just takes up all my time.
Yeah. And it throws everything off. I mean, look at this item here, legal, because of encumbering. Well, we only expended $43.57, but yes. We encumbered $14. So this shows we're already over budget and we're not.
Yes. I gave her a bunch of POs to adjust, and that is one of them. And some of them I'm going to cancel out because we haven't used it yet. And if we do use it from a certain vendor, I'll just make a PO up.
Yeah, I would just get rid of them all. Like here, we've got the electric. We've got $76,000 of electric encumbered.
Yeah.
It just, again, it doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. So.
It's too confusing for me.
Yeah. Well, again, this is something for the agenda on Friday. Marcy and I are meeting with Nancy on Friday to see what we can do to make this a lot easier for us. And, I still come back to my usual, the big three. Medical, we've got a $353,000 budget. We're three quarters of the year through and we've only spent $7,000. Pension, we've got a budget of $27,000. We only paid 1.3%. What's the other? Oh, workers' compensation. We've got $100,000. We've spent none of it. We don't have an audit from last year, and we're going to sit down to try and do a budget for this year. It's beyond frustrating. It really is beyond frustrating. There's got to be a better way. Okay, and then the last one I didn't catch before, but it's been there. I'm not sure what this is. Referendum capital outlay.
I have no idea what that is either. That's sure. Something I think, isn't that something that Agata added?
I think it probably is. It's
been there for a while, right?
Yeah, but you know, again,
I don't even know what that is.
I don't know what it means because, you know, the actual payment that we make against the referendum is inherent. It's correct. The $1,372,300, that's correct. But I can't answer what this is. I have no idea what it is. But it has been there for a while. So as usual, you know what motion I'm going to ask for.
Yep.
Someone want to make it?
What's the exact wording?
To accept but not approve, or accept with reservations and not approve the finance report.
Motion to accept and not approve.
Okay, do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? I'm hoping this meeting we have with Nancy Balsas on Friday will clarify this, and maybe next month we'll be a lot closer. I know I did have a quick discussion with her about a month ago, and she seems to recognize the problem. And she did say we would be able to get some of these numbers for pension and medical insurance along the way. Because we realize, you know, the medical insurance is self-insured, so you really don't know till the end of the year how much overage you've got, but there's still a basic thing that you have to pay. And we should at least have that built in there. So that's enough for that for today. Okay, Ed, superintendent's report.
Hey, the collection system for March of 2023 responded to a total of 57 call before you dig tickets with one emergency. Responded to a total of 9 call-outs with 5 emergency call-outs. For the treatment plant, we had an average daily flow of 1.57 million gallons a day, total flow of 48.72 million gallons a day, and a max daily flow of 1.86 million gallons per day. Average total nitrogen for the month was 61 pounds, permitted for up to 70 pounds per day. Our annual average as of now is 55 pounds per day. Average effluent BOD is 9.2 milligrams per liter. Average suspended soil is 5 milligrams per liter with an average turbidity of 3.6. For maintenance, we have our second Stratford HOMA raw sewage pump installed, is up and working and operational. Primary clarifier 1 was put in service, so now we have both 1 and 2 operational. It's, to my understanding, it's been about 10, 15 years since they've been both operational at the same time. New VFD installed and operational for raw sewage pump number 3. Raw sewage building hoist was out of service for repairs and is now back in service. In general, Frank Pepe Construction poured concrete footings for the second raw sewage pump. Both of our new operators, Joe Bazell and Santo Jr., both passed their DEP Class 1 exams. Happy to say that they are the highest and second highest scores in the state of Connecticut.
Oh, good.
Yeah, well, pass along our congratulations. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Good news. So,
now everyone on staff is fully licensed. So we're very happy, and it's been a long time since we've been here, and it's a good feeling.
Yeah, it sure is. It sure is. So, okay, let's move on. You know, privatization, this is what's in your packet because this is the letter that it's sent. But, you know, I just want to review quickly. The privatization committee spent a lot of time and a lot of effort and didn't, you know, just say, oh, let's do this, let's do that. No, they did a lot of due diligence, spent a lot of time, a lot of effort, gathered all the data. And 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago tonight, I think it may have been earlier, the committee issued a report. Okay. The report went to the mayor and the chief of staff. And the recommendation was not to proceed with privatization. Okay. And the reason for that wasn't because of the benefits of the city. It was because as the committee looked at the data, it would have cost the ratepayers more if we went with Aquarian, right? Based again on the good work that Riftellus did. And it wasn't a small amount, it was significant. I think over a 10-year period, the ratepayers would have paid over $3,000 more, so over $300 a year more if we had privatized. And I'm sure, as you can see from Aquarian's letter, they disagree. But that letter was issued last Friday. The recommendation from the committee was done more than a week before that. So in essence, when the Board of Alderman met the other day, they really didn't discuss the recommendation that came from the privatization committee, because this letter came on Friday, and in which Aquarian withdrew the offer. So either way, that's dead. Okay, and just make it that simple. Privatization is dead. Regionalization is dead. No one's coming to wave a magic wand and save us. Rates will be going up. Hopefully they'll be going up less by us taking this route. And, you know, I have to compliment the people who stuck with it on the committee. You know, it was no fun doing it. I'm going to tell you right now, it's a lot of extra work, a lot of stuff to go through. But it seemed to me everybody came with the right attitude, that they just wanted what was best for the ratepayers. And I think that's what the recommendation was. So that's the end of that.
Yeah, I think it was a slap to the commission for the 2 years they put on this. And it wasn't even recognized by the mayor that, you know, for their due diligence for 2 years to come up with a fair decision. And he didn't even recognize your committee. I just thought that was wrong.
Yeah. Well, again, you know, because that letter came on Friday, and it came on Friday because they knew there was a meeting on Monday. I thought it should have been on the agenda for the meeting on Wednesday, but bottom line, it wouldn't have changed anything.
No.
But the committee did put in a lot of hard work. So
you got a volunteer committee who put in months and months of time, and it just was forgotten about. I think it was a slap. It's too bad.
But again, I think the committee came up with the right decision. So
yeah.
We'll see. All right, the next thing is the budget, because we got to have our workshops. Marcy, you put this up, so let's go through this. We have to come up with our budget on the 17th, correct?
Right.
And then the special meeting with the public hearing will be on the 24th. So there are two meetings in May. So we have to work backwards from that. And Ed has already got a preliminary budget that he's been working on. Marcy, have you participated in that with your stuff?
I have been putting mine together too. I still have, like with Nancy, the fringe benefit questions, you know, the health insurance and that, but most of it I've gotten, yeah.
Yeah, and of course, we don't have the audit from last year either, so.
And I have our figures, our billing figures. My billing is pretty much set right now. So I can give you, it's pretty much what we billed this year. You know what I mean? It's not too far off.
Okay.
All the figures.
Okay. That's good to hear. So I guess the question, what's your pleasure about meeting to do the budget, the workshops before the regular meeting on the 17th?
Yeah, the only thing I can tell you is the 1st and 2nd, I'll be out of town.
May 1st and 2nd?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We usually meet on Wednesdays. Can we say the 3rd and the 10th? 3rd, definitely. 10th, if needed. and then the regular meeting on the 17th and the public hearing on the 24th. Does that work?
It works for me.
That works.
Okay, so Ed, if you would, again, send out that spreadsheet, work with Marcy to get the spreadsheet done, send it out to us. We'll have the first meeting on the 3rd. If all goes well, we can get it done in one session. We won't meet on the 10th, but we'll hold the 10th in case we do need it. And then we'll have our preliminary vote on the 17th to go to the special meeting and public hearing on the 24th.
Okay. I'm going to post the 10th just in case. And
yeah, that's what I said. Yeah,
we could always cancel it if we don't need it. Yeah. I'm just going to put one agenda together.
Okay.
With both dates.
Okay. Now I just said that. I've got to make sure that I can do that. Give me a second here. Get my calendar. I'll make it work one way or the other. Okay. Then the last item is to go back to our discussion, which will also figure into the budget indirectly. What do we want to do with this? You know, unfortunately, Dennis is away because I had written to him a while ago about this and legally how we would have to go about making any changes if we want to make any changes. Because I have the question of, I don't think we can just vote to make changes here. I think if we want to make changes, I think it has to go to a public hearing. And I could be wrong about that, but I don't think so. Marcy, any guidance?
I think it does have to go for a public hearing too. And you know what? If you had it ready in time, are those the proposed new proposals or what?
No. This is just what's there. I have no. Yeah.
I mean, you could probably have it at the public hearing for the rates.
Yeah, that's
if you had it ready in time, you know, at that time.
And we could probably discuss this in those budget workshops. We'll even have a special meeting and include budget. And this is really part of a budget.
Well, Jack, how about if we're holding the 10th open? Can we possibly set up a meeting on the 10th with Dennis and discuss it?
Yeah, well, I think we're definitely going to need his guidance on this.
Yeah.
Okay. Not just on whether we need a public hearing or not, but what these definitions would be.
Yeah.
Because I think that's what we're kind of hung up on. I think we recognize that our rates are higher than other towns, but how do you word that? You know, we haven't had large-scale development like we're going to have here. And the work has already started. I don't know if you've driven down Main Street, but they've been pouring the foundations on Trolley Point. So it's coming soon. And Ed, you've got the car wash coming soon, because they poured the concrete there as well. It's coming faster. I'd like us to be competitive with the towns that surround us, because in the long run, that benefits us with the capital fees and the fees they'll pay going forward. I won't want our rates to scare people away. But Bob has always raised a good point. Well, there will be an impact on anything that we add to the system. So we need to make sure that we collect enough fees to cover those costs as well. So, Ed, you had more to say about this, right?
Yes. One of the superintendents is actually... the person that I'm co-teaching at Gateway with, he's been in the industry for about 45 years, and he's doing a rate study for sewer rates and for impact fees and connection fees. So he started doing that study. He reached out to every municipality in the state, and he's getting feedback from them. When he gets all the information, he's going to compile a spreadsheet that he said he will share with me. So I'm going to assume it's probably going to take a few more months before that happens. Not something that will be ready by next month. But I do know in some of our email conversations, you know, you and I had talked a little bit about, you know, maybe bringing to Dennis what the superintendent's recommendation would be for the time being, if that is something to possibly discuss with Dennis on the 10th, until we can get a handle on the spreadsheet and, you know, really compare rates, see in which direction we want to go to get voted on, as that is going to be our new structure.
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
I know we had also talked with Bob and Chris Wester about having them look into this as well. If you're looking for something a little quicker, you know, that might be, you know, another option to go is, you know, we hire Weston and Sampson to do a rate study, and could, you know, be done a lot quicker than anything else if we want to move forward with, you know, something set in stone.
Kelly, Bob, how do you feel about this?
I think you probably, Weston and Sampson might be the way to speed it up, because I think if you wait a few months, you're going to have other installations started, and it's going to be very difficult to go back and change, you know, after the fact. Once they're starting construction, I'm sure they're going to be looking for the numbers. I'm not sure we can go back to any of the people doing the construction and slap them with an increase from the original, you know?
Or a decrease.
Or a decrease, whatever.
Yeah.
What we have been doing for the time being is, because this is in flux with Trolley Point and with the car wash, we are charging them, or we have written charges, estimates on what our stature is now. And because these have been extremely high costs, they have all given us a check, but we have never cashed any of those checks as of yet because of the circumstances that we're in. So we do have checks that will cover the entire costs, but again, we also have not cashed those checks because we are trying to work with this, and they are aware of that. And it's good faith on both of our parts.
And that's the thing we would also have to discuss with the attorney, because I'd be pretty confident that the auditor would frown upon that.
Jack, I agree with Bob. I think, at this stage of the game, if we want to get this done by the 24th next month, if Bob can work it into a schedule, I'd like to see Weston and Sampson pick it apart and go with their recommendations. If that could be done by the 10th, I don't know. What do you think, Bob? Can you do it by the 10th if we have a special workshop for this?
I want May 10th to have a rate study done?
Well, would you call it a study or would you call it a recommendation? I think we'd have to compare, like we're trying to do now with the Valley, because that's who we're kind of competing with, is you know, our sister towns. What do you think? Can you put a recommendation together for us?
I think Ed did a lot of the grunt work and getting a lot of the data together. I think we can look at that and supplement that. We look at other communities that we work with, and yeah, we could put together a table like this.
With
the recommendation.
From what I saw last month, and we were discussing back and forth, I just don't feel that we are comparing apples to apples. Because like I say, Beacon Falls and Oxford, I think they should be taken right out of the equation, because again, I don't think they treat their sewage. So I think that's, you're not comparing apples to apples. I think if we compared more to Ansonia and Shelton, maybe even, maybe not Stratford, but maybe Shelton and Ansonia, to their rates. I just think it'd be a better way to do it.
Because they both have experienced over the last decade the type of growth that's starting to come to Derby. We didn't have this kind of growth before. That's so
in 50 years.
Yeah. Yeah. So it raises the question, you know, when these rates were set and the definitions were set, you know, should the definitions of some of these change in some way? I don't know. Again, I'm not an expert in that, but when I look and I see somebody can go to Shelton and pay half of what they pay here, why wouldn't they go to Shelton?
Said we're slitting our own throats by doing it that way. Yeah. You know, allowing them to go across the river.
Yeah.
Out of all the ones we looked at, Shelton is by far the most structured and the most fair and competitive. I will work with Bob, and I think, you know, mimicking exactly what Shelton is doing, maybe with a few different changes here and there, but they were very structured. Everything is outlined, takes all the guesswork out of it. So that would probably be something I'd like to work with Bob on to maybe get that in.
Yeah, I think that's what we need to do. I'm not sure that what we have in front of us is going to work over the next decade. Right? It's only worked in the past decade because we haven't had to use it. Right. But at the same time, we need to recognize that the costs we have coming up for this plant upgrade are going to be astronomical. So we need to cover our base there too. So it's a question of balancing all these. But yeah, let's do that. And now, Marcy, you can definitely schedule the March 10th or the May 10th because we will have a meeting on this, and we'll devote that meeting to finishing up the budget if needed and moving on to get this ironed out. So
I think the agenda should, for both nights, basically say the same thing. It's setting the budget and the rate structure, right?
Right. Yeah, because this structure is technically part of the budget, but, you know, this could be changed at any point, but it's still going to require a public hearing, any change, so. All right, so we'll table this. Well, we never call for any action, so I don't even think we have to table it. It'll just be on for the budget workshops. Okay.
And Ed, I'm not saying you put a lot of time into this. I'm just asking for one other person to look at it, meaning Wesson and Sampson. I know you put a lot of time into doing your comparisons throughout the valley. I wasn't sliding you in any way about that.
No offense taken whatsoever. This is not my strong suit. I've never done this before, so I would look to, you know, someone like Bob anyway, who's been nothing but helpful in all of the situations that we bring to him. And you know, his knowledge is so much more, you know, than mine on these, you know, instances. And, you know, he's an invaluable resource.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
And, you know, that's the kind of expertise we need. I mean, you look at the privatization study. If we didn't have that outside expertise, I don't know what would have happened. So same thing here. So, but, you know, again, we're building a new future. Okay, that's pretty clear now. Things are not the same. The next 5-7 years are going to be a tremendous challenge. I mean, we have to look at every option we've got to make that as easy as possible, recognizing it's not going to be easy, not at all. So, and hopefully maybe by next month, we'll have a new member of the committee. You know, I wish Rose the best, but we need to clear that up too. So, all right, with that, someone want to make a motion?
Not yet,
Jim. You want to talk about city capital fees?
Oh, yeah, okay. I forgot because that's good. Right, oh, you're going to be happy with this.
Yeah, transfers also.
Go ahead.
That's right. And city capital fees. The city paid the 2018 capital fees.
Woohoo!
Yeah. And I got word from Nancy. I think they're going to pay the 19 and 20. And then next year, I think this is what she said. The next year, next fiscal year, she's going to pay the 21, 22. So they are planning to pay.
Is that what interest, Marcy?
No, we don't charge. We don't charge the city interest.
I wish hey, Bob, we didn't charge the state either. So what's fair for one is fair for the other. So at least we're getting our money.
I'm sure that's the way it was going to go anyway.
Yeah. So
we are going to have proof that they made the payment, though, right?
Pardon?
We are going to have proof that they made the payment, right?
Well, they made the payment for the 18 already.
Well, you're going to be our watchdog. Well,
they're going to. They didn't make it yet, but yeah, they're going to. And then the 19 and 20, they'll pay. I'll let you know when they pay it.
Okay. The bottom line, there's no issue anymore.
Excellent.
There's no issue anymore. There's a commitment to pay. So,
right.
Major progress there. So,
right.
Nobody will be beating on our door in 20 years then.
That's correct. I won't be around for that 20 years anyway. So, in any case, now you can make a motion.
No, we still got.
We're going to do one transfer.
We did the transfer, didn't we?
We do it. We have another one.
Yeah. And I don't.
The bottom of page 2. Your next page. I could tell you what it is.
Yeah, tell us. Because I think okay. I pulled that off.
Okay, it's $1,962 from Business Forms 6200-320-0320 to Sheriff and Attorney Fees 6200-160-0162.
Okay, I need that motion.
Put in the
form. Make a motion.
Bob makes Marcy's motion. Kelly, second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Kelly, need your vote.
Aye.
Okay, my vote is aye too. All right. Any opposition? None, obviously. So all in favor? Well, we got it. So we're done. All right. Now you can make the motion.
Motion to adjourn
at 7:32.
Second.
Okay, here a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. So let me stop the recording.